Shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Vav, and we're going to begin on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis at the fifth wide line, the Mishnah. Mashivin Shayfch Latanagolim B'Yodalad. One may put a chicken on top of an egg to rest, that the egg should develop into a chicken on Erev Pesach. The Tanagolim Shabaruch Magzir Nasa. Furthermore, if the chicken ran away, we could return it, the Mekayma, to its place. The Mesa, if the chicken that was sitting on the egg died, we could replace it with another chicken. I will explain all these halachas in the Gemara Mitzvah. Gar from Atakas Ragli Behem B'Yadalit, we may clear away the waste from under the legs of the animal on Erev Pesach. Uvimayid Mesachim Tzadim. On an Erev Pesach, we could, on a Chalamayid, we could put it on the side of the yard. Melichin Kalim Avim Beis Uman. We could take and bring utensils from the house where they're being repaired. Apishen and Tzachamayid, even though they're not needed for Yontif. Ask the Gemara on the first din of the Mishnah. Hashta Suvi Mesvinin, if we're allowed to put a chicken on top of the egg, Durim Eboi, certainly if the chicken went away, we could replace it. Amrabai is safer Osm Chol Shemoyed. The safer is speaking about Chol Shemoyed. In other words, the first din of the Mishnah, Meshivin Shoifchen Lutana Goylim, that a chicken could be put on top of the egg, is referring to Erev Pesach. The next din of Tana Goylim Shabarcha, that if the chicken ran away, it could be put back on, is talking about even on Chol Shemoyed. Now the Machlokes, we show him on the third din of the Mishnah. The third din of the Mishnah was B'meisa, if the chicken died, Meshivin Acheres Tachter, you could put another chicken. Is that a din both on Erev Pesach and Chol Hamoed, or is that din only going to be on Erev Pesach? Another Machlokes Rishonim is when the Mishnah discusses what's permissible on Erev Pesach, is that only till Chatzos, or is that even after Chatzos also? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Yishana El Toich Shloish Lamarado. When could the chicken be put back on? It's, if it's within 3 days of when it ran away. The katalog parchet simramina. The heat is still there. The or, achashloish lishivasa, not or, and. It's also after 3 days where the chicken sat on the egg. The pseidaloi beilagamri, that at that point, that egg can never be an egg. It can only be used for a chicken, but it isn't yet quite a chicken, but as an egg, it's completely ruined. If it's after 3 days from when the chicken ran away, the parchalot simramina that doesn't have its heat anymore, or it's within 3 days of when the chicken sat on the egg, the katilopsidabailagamri, that the egg is not completely ruined, it can be used as an egg, albeit Rashi says the egg won't be such a quality egg, loim hadrin, then you can't put a chicken back on chalamayid. There's an interesting machloikis in the Yerushalmi. How do you count these 3 days? Do you count them as leis, 3 24-hour periods, or do we say mixes ayam kikula on these 3 days? Rav Ami disagrees. He says, "I feel a toch shloish liyishivasa, even within 3 days of when the chicken sat down on the egg, madrinin, we still can put it back on." But my kumifgi, what's the basis of the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Ami? Masav lehefset meruba chashu, lehefset muad lechashu. Rav Huna holds that yes, the egg, once the chicken sat on it, will never be such a good quality as an egg. But as long as it still can be used as an egg, I have no right to put a chicken back on Chol Hamoed. And the other man, Rav Ami, holds, if it's not going to be a quality egg, even though it still could be an egg, we have to be concerned and we could be makel to put the chicken back on Chol Hamoed. The Magen Avraham points out that this Gemara is only referring to an egg which is fertilized naturally. But an egg which is safna da'ar, which is not fertilized naturally, these dinim don't apply. Gar from Itaka. So we learned in the Mishnah, we could clear away from under an animal's leg on Erev Pesach. Tanabon. Hazavel shebechatzer, waste material that's in the chatzer, mesakna shelatzadon, can be moved to the side. Sheberefa shebechatzer, the ones that are in the barn and the chatzer, mitzina shel ashpa, can be even carried out to the garbage. Ask the Gemara, Hagu v'kasha. It seems to be self-contradictory. Amrit, first you said, Zevel shebechatzer, mesakna shelatzadon, you can move it to the side. But don't, you can't take it out entirely. V'hadatani, and then you say, Sheberefa shebechatzer, if it's in the barn, in the chatzer, mitzina shel ashpa, they can be completely removed. answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye loy kasha. Can be yudalid, can be chol shemoyed. On Erev Pesach, it could even be taken out to the garbage. A chol shemoyed, it only could be removed to the side. Rav Amar, hava b'chol shemoyed. Both are talking about chol shemoyed. Vachkam, this is the way you have to understand the braisa. Im nasa chotzer kerefes. If your chotzer has so much waste on it that it already is like a refes, then you can already carry it out to the garbage. So just to speak for a moment about chol shemoyed, what's mutter and what's not mutter. So the Paiskim say, washing dishes is mutter and chol shemoyed. Taking out the garbage is mutter and chol shemoyed. There's no head to not take out garbage and chol shemoyed for the husbands. Taking out garbage, the Paiskim say, is considered not a tircha merubah, and anything that's not a tircha merubah is mutter and chol shemoyed. Anything that's done because of sanitary reasons, in other words, there's garbage and it's concerned for sanitation issues, maybe remove the chol shemoyed. Anything that's done because the garbage gives off a bad odor may also be removed the chol shemoyed. But hard cleaning, especially if it isn't for yontif, that means let's say somebody is not going to be home for the second day's yontif, and he leaves his house, but they go and they want to clean up the house, a very thorough cleaning, that would be asur on chol shemoyed. Says the Gemara, Melichin kelim on vim beis umen. Utensils can be taken and brought from the person who's fixing it. Let's say a suit by the tailor. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Bodek lan Rava. Rava asked us the following question. Tanan, Melichin, we learned in the Mishnah just now, Melichin on vim kelim beis umen. Kelim can be taken and brought from the tailor, from the craftsman, apish en tzarech lemoyed, even though there's no need for them for yontif. For a minute, I'll ask you a question. It says in a Mishnah, Masech the Moy Cotton, Ey Mavim Kalim Beis Uman, you're not allowed to take Kalim from the Uman, you're not allowed to pick him up. Vim Choshlehem, Shema Yignavu, if you're concerned that by leaving them there, they're going to get stolen, Mefanim Lechotzer Acheres, leave him in the Chotzer right next to the tailor, but don't bring him home. Why are you not allowed to bring home Lechatchila Kalim on Chol Moy? So Rashi here says, "Mipnei ha-toyrach." A chol shemoyed person is not allowed to exert himself, and schlepping the kelim is a tircha. The Nemukei Yosef says that it looks like you're doing business. If I pick something up from the tailor, from whatever, from the shop, it looks like I'm doing business. What's the nafkamina between the pshat of the Rashi and the pshat of Nemukei Yosef? Let's say you and the tailor live in the same house. The tailor is upstairs or downstairs from you. So if the issue is tircha, there's no tircha in carrying something from upstairs to downstairs. But if the issue is that it looks like you're doing business on chol shemoyed, then you're not allowed to even carry it from one floor to the next. So how do we reconcile these two mishnayos? Answer the Gemara l'shnina loy kasha. Kamba abasa. Our Mishnah is referring to Erev Pesach, where we're more makel. The Mishnah, Masechta Ma'akotna, is b'chol shemoyed, where we're more machmer. V'bayi same another answer. Hava b'chol shemoyed. Both Mishnayos are discussing chol shemoyed. V'loy kasha kamba b'minoy. Our Mishnah is kamishen b'minoy. If you trust him, you can't take it. If you don't trust him, like in our Mishnah, you can bring it home. V'tanya, and here the Gemara Hatanya means it's a raya. I bring you a raya from a braisa that this concept of trusting the craftsman versus not trusting him is a factor. It says, Mavim Kalim Beis Uman. You're allowed to pick up Kalim from the craftsman, Kigon Akadim Beis Akadim, the pitcher from the person who makes pitchers, the Kosman Beis Azagag, the cup from the person who makes cup, Avloit Semen Beis Atzava. You're not allowed to pick up wool from the dyer, because you don't need that wool. Vloit Kalim Beis Uman. Vimein Loi Ma Yoichel. Let's say the craftsman doesn't need have what to eat, so he needs you to pay him. Noisen Loi Schari. Pay him. So he should have money for Yontif. Believe it by him. If you don't trust him, that means if you're afraid that you'll pay him, and then when you come to pick it up after Yontif, he'll tell you, you never paid me, or you're afraid that I'll sell it. There, the halacha is, Meneich Bebeis Hasamachloi. Leave it in the house next door to the shop. If you're concerned that it's going to get stolen by leaving it next to the shop, you could bring it home. So Taisha says, if you can't leave it in the store next to the shop or in the chatzah next to the shop, leave it where you can bring. Leave it. Why do you have the right to bring it all the way home? So Taisha says, once I'm not leaving it in the craftsman's place or right next to it. So I'm anyway carrying it, so you're allowed to carry it all the way home. Says the Gemara, Tratz de Mevim. So we were able to explain why our Mishnah says you're allowed to, and that Mishnah says you're allowed to bring something home, and that Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring home. Depends on your relationship with the craftsman. But Malicha Kasha, but what, how are you going to answer about taking it? The Ktani, that Mishnah says, Eimavin, you're not allowed to pick up. If you're not allowed to pick up, the Koshka Eimalichin, you're not allowed to bring it. And our Mishnah says, Malichin, that you are allowed to. So how do you reconcile that contradiction? We have to go back to the original Torah. Our Mishnah speaking about Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, we're more makel, and we let you pick up and let you take. And that Mishnah speaking about Chol HaMoed, we were more machmir. Says the Mishnah, Shish Tvarim Asu Anshi Yerichon. Six things were done by the Anshi Yerichon. And like we will learn in the Gemara, all the things they did were really not right. But three of the things they did, Chazal chose to officially protest, and three they didn't. Ashloisha Mirich B'Yadim, three they protested, but Ashloisha Mirich B'Yadim, three they didn't protest. These are the things that were not protested. And we're going to explain these things very quickly in the Mishnah, because the Gemara will explain each thing individually. Makivim the Kolam Kolayoyim, they used to graft date trees all of Erev Pesach. The Korach and the Shema, they used to wrap the Shema. The Koyps and Megoychon of Fnei Oimer. We know that the Halacha is that until the Korban Oimer is brought, we spoke about this the other day, Tezayin Nissen, the second day of Pesach, new tefuah may not be eaten. But the halacha is that tefuah, which is not quality tefuah, that will not be usable for the Korban Oimer may be cut before Pesach. But it may not be piled up. So as Rashi explains, and we'll see in the Gemara, they cut and piled up produce before the Oimer was bought on the second day of Pesach, and what was wrong wasn't the Katsira. The cutting was okay. The problem was that they piled it up. These are the things that they were officially protested. Matirin Gamzi Shal Hegdish, they used to use wooden, the wood of Hegdish. For Oichem Atachas and Asharim B'Shabbos, they would eat under the trees, the fruit that fell on Shabbos. The Nois and Peah LeYerek, they used to give Peah. We know that one of the Matnas Aniyim is that you have to leave a certain portion for the Aniyim. They used to take it from vegetables. Or Mich B'Yadim Chacham and Chazal protested. And we'll explain it all in the Gemara. The first quote to Gemara Braisa. Tan Rabbanu, Shish Dvarim Asa Chizki HaMelech. We know Chizki HaMelech was a Gevaldig Tzadik. And the Gemara says he did six things. Ashloisha Hoidelo. And three things Chazal felt he did correctly. Three things they didn't. The first thing is Gira Atzmais Aviv. He schlepped the bones of his father Amita Shel Chavolim on a bed of ropes for Hodulai. His father was Ochos, who was a Gevaldig Rasha. After his father died, instead of treating him like a king with great honor and respect, what he did was he put him on a bed of ropes, not in a nice coffin, and he schlepped it on the ground, not carried by pallbearers. And like the Chassam Sofer explains, if he was a Rasha, so he deserves it. So what's the great thing that Chizkiyah did? He was a Rasha, but his father was a Tzaddik. His father was Yosem. His son was a Tzaddik. His son was Chizkiyah. Even so, their honor was also at stake. He didn't care about his honor, Chizkiyah. He didn't care about his grandfather's honor. He did what had to be done. And the Paiskim discuss here the issue about respecting one's parents even if they don't act properly. A Shiloh was asked from Yitzchak Zilberstein, there was a person whose parents don't act properly, and he was getting married, and he wanted to know, does he have to include their names on the wedding invitation? So he says, certainly if they're paying for the wedding or they're supporting you, you have to put their name on the invitation. But he says, even if not, respecting one's parents is very required. He says the only, so they asked him, what about Al-Gemara? It says in Al-Gemara that Chizkiyah acted this way to his father. So he answered, he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says that one of the reasons Rachel died on the way, she died buried young in Kever Rachel, is because she didn't treat her father love and respect. Where did she treat her father love and respect? That she hid Tavoy Dezara, and her father was upset about it. So let's think about it. It was Avodah Zarah. Her father was loving, was certainly a Rasha. And she was Rachel. And yet she was punished. Because there's a difference, he explains, between when a father is alive or when a parent is no longer alive. As long as a parent is alive, respect is always required. And they also say, there's a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef about this, he says that only in a situation like Yosef, like Achaz, is there an exception. He says a beautiful word. He says, Achaz wanted to put Chezkiyahu into the Avodah Zarah of Moloch. What is the Avodah Zarah of Moloch? That the person gets burnt, gets killed. So as far as Chezkiyahu and his father were concerned, his father was ready to kill him. So that relationship ended. But certainly, even when somebody's parents don't act like they would like them to act, they're not ready to kill him, Chas v'Shalom. So in any other circumstance, one has to respect the parent. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about somebody whose father married a non-Jew. And his question is, should he sit shiva when that father was nifter? And the Tzitz Eliezer says that if there's any sign that the father was mahara b'tshuva, the thought of doing tshuva, he wanted a Jewish burial or wanted to give tzedakah, then shiva should be sat. But what about the other way? Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses. What happens if a parent doesn't like the way a child's behaving? And he tells the child, I don't want my name on the wedding invitation. So Yitzchak Zilberstein says that then the child has to listen. And he has a raya. He says, Yaakov, you know, said he doesn't want his name mentioned by the story of Korach. The Sadim HaTavanashi. So you see that a father could say, I don't want to be mentioned. But there's a very sharp revert from the Imri Emes. Gira at Samas Ovid means like this, he says. Every person is made up by his parents. They have a very significant part in who we are. But Chizkiyahu realized that his father's in Russia. Girer, he cut out Atzmais Ovid. Whatever his father had in him, he made sure to take out of his system, not to be influenced by his father. The next thing was Kiseis Nechashas and Nechashas. We know there was a plague of snakes that were destroying Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu put up an image of a snake. And what happened was that snake remained in Klal Yisrael, and people started serving that snake instead of serving Hashem. So Chizkiyahu destroyed it. Gona Sefer Zerufus for Hoidua, and he put away the Sefer Zerufus, and he was commended. What is the Sefer Refus? There's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. Rashi and the Ramban seemed to learn that there was a Sefer, they had a book, that had in it all the remedies. Machlokes, who wrote it, some say Shlomo HaMelech wrote it, others say that Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down from Har Sinai, others say that Noach had it in the Teva. And the reason that Chizkiyahu put it away was people started relying on the Sefer, and when they were sick, instead of doing tshuva, they just took out the book and they got well. The Rambam has a very different approach. He says that that can't be, that any medicine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us, we have to use. He says what happened was that the medicines that were in that book weren't natural medicines. They were really superstitions and shofim, which is usur. Or he says that the medicine that was written in that book, it was written the poison and the antidote. And people started using the poison without giving people the antidote. So that's why Chizkiyahu put it away. The Chazon Ish says to the Rambam, he says that you're saying it's like food. He says you can't compare medicine to food. He says the way Hashem created us is that we need to eat. We need to eat. So we need to eat. That's part of normal living. Hashem didn't create us sick. Hashem Baruch Hashem created us healthy. And if we Chas V'Shalom get sick, it's Hashem is sending a message to us. But if we don't get the message, then it's pointless. On three things they did not agree. He cut the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent them to the king of Ashur, who was going to attack. And this is the way he was going to maybe get him to back off. So Rashi says, what was wrong? He should have trusted in Hashem. And Rashi says, Rashi quotes a pasuk in Malachi. It says in the pasuk, "V'genoisi al ir hazois lihashion." The Kodesh Baruch Hu says he'll protect the city to save it. So I saw a beautiful verse from Pninim Yikarim. What's lihashion? V'genoisi al ir hazois. He says there are two words in the Hebrew language. There's a word called Yeshua, and there's a word called Ezra. What's the difference between those two words? We use the words in Shemoneh Esrei. Oizer u'mashiach. Oizer means help. That a human being can do also. We can help each other. Mashiach is much more than help. It's to save. Who's the only one that can guarantee that he could save us? It's only Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said lo hashiyoi, I'm guaranteeing you that I'm going to save you. So I'm guaranteeing you save you. Why are you worried? Why are you giving away? Another pshat that I saw, why were they unupset? They were upset because the halacha is, there's a shayla, if I need to be saved, can I use somebody else's material to save myself? The machlokes between Chizki and the Chacham was, are you allowed to use mamon shel hegdish to save yourself? The Chacham held that you're not allowed to, and Chizki held that you're allowed to. But I saw another pshat from the Chassam Sofer, a very powerful pshat. He says, look, who was this Chizki? Chizki was a person that wanted people to rely on Hashem. God has said for refuahs, kites nechash nechoshes. So you want to rely on Hashem, so how come you don't act that way? You're sending bribes to the Melech Asher. Sosim Megichim Helyon, he closed up the Megichim for the attacking army Shinan of water, because at the same time they got hurt. Even Nisan, but Nisan, the loch is that in the Zman of Beis HaMikdash, when they had to make the year a leap year, the year they can make a leap year is still Adar. Once it's already Nisan, it's too late. He was made Nisan into leap year when it was already Nisan, so they did not agree it was too late. The Mefarshim asked that if you look at the history of Chizkiya, the first thing he did was Ibn Nisan ben Nisan. Yet the Gemara mentions it last. Why? So they say, because Ibn Nisan ben Nisan we find that Chizkiya did tshuva for. The other things we don't find that he did tshuva. The other pshat that I saw is that Chizkiya didn't do, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin discusses this, made Nisan a leap year in Nisan with all the Chacham agreeing with him, so it wasn't something he did on his own. The third pshat was because we wanted to show the contrast between Gona Sefer's Refuas and Kitzes Tasa Shel Heichel, so that's what they put together. I saw pshat, his name was really Chizkiya, and many times you find him spelled Chizkiyahu with that extra Vav. What's that Vav? So these six things that the Gemara just mentioned. Hey, so we said Makim in the Kolam Kolayon, they graft date trees all day. Hecha Abdi, what do they do? Amar Yehuda, Maisi Ar Asadar, they bring a fresh hadas, the shikru the dafna, and the juice of a berry tree, the kimcha the sari, and barley wheat, the rambam amana that's in a utensil, the lechafala arbaim yon, that 40 days, or marsilchu, they cook it up, the shadamul dikla belibe, and it's put into the heart of the date tree, that means where there's a crack, the kod Koyba Arba Amad day, any other tree that's within Arba Amas of this tree, if you don't do the same treatment to that tree, soil out will immediately shrivel up. Why? Because all the nourishment will be taken by that tree. They take the fruit or the branch of a male tree and they graft it with a female tree. So Chazanis says, certainly grafting a male and a female tree of the same type is not klayim. But he says even taking this mixture and putting it into the tree is not klayim, even though the different meanim there. Because he says grafting is only when it's made to be for a graft. Here it's used as a medicine, so to speak, to give nourishment to the tree. And nourishment to the tree is mutter. So the Anshei Yerichai did this on Erev Pesach. So what was wrong? So the Mefarshim say that they did this all day Erev Pesach. And we know that you're certainly not allowed to work on Erev Pesach all day. They felt either there was a dover of it, and it really wasn't, the Chum Hel, but they felt that why is Erev Pesach a Yontif? So you go back to what we learned at the beginning of Mishnah, because the carbon Pesach was brought in Erev Pesach. But they lived in Yerichai, and Yerichai no carbon is being brought, that's why they thought they could work, which was wrong. But Karach HaShema, what does Karach HaShema mean? Hechi Avdi, Amrav Yehuda, so there are many pshatim. One pshat is that they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and they did not take a break before they said the word V'ahavta, before they started the paragraph V'ahavta. Taisa says they didn't stop between the word Shema Yisrael Hashem. They said Shema Yisrael Hashem together instead of saying Shema Yisrael Kama Hashem Elokeinu. Another pshat is they didn't stop between Hashem Elokeinu, Kama, Hashem Echad. And a fourth pshat I saw from Rabbeinu Yonah, mafsika means piece of tamim. They didn't say krishma with a trop. The lechatchila krishma should be said with a piece of tamim. Rav Amar, mafsikim hayu. They did make the stop. The shayim hayom elavavcha. The mashma hayom elavavcha. Today we have to follow what Hashem says. For like machal avavcha, not tomorrow. Tana bari ketzer hayu karfe shema. I'm the Shema Yisrael Hashem al Kenesh Shem Echad. V'loi mafsikin. They didn't make this stop. Divrei me. Yehuda I'm mafsikin hayu. Eshloi I'm baruch shem. Kavod nachus loyam vod. Ask the Gemara v'anan my tam amrinan. Why do we say it? Kedar Hashem Elokish. Damer Hashem Elokish. V'yikra Yaakov Albanav v'yomer. He'asu v'gidalchem. Bikesh Yaakov Galus Albanav Ketz Ayomim. Yaakov wanted to tell his children where Mashiach is coming. Nistakum and Hashchina. And the Shekhinah went away from him. So there are a lot of pshatim in this. One pshat is that why did it go away, the Shekhinah? Because Yaakov saw the Mashiach is going to be very far off, and he got sad. And a person who's be'atzvus, somebody sad, there's no Shekhinah. You have to be besimcha. Another pshat is that Yaakov Avinu, we know that the pasuk says be'ito achishana. The Mashiach will come. Be'ito means in its time. Achishana means it's going to come quicker. What does that mean? Is it going to come in its time, or is it going to come quicker? So it means, if we're zaycha, if we do tshuva, it'll come after Shana earlier. If not, it'll come the itai at its time. Yaakov Avinu was concerned that if he's going to tell Klal Yisrael a time when Mashiach is coming, they're never going to do tshuva. They're not going to try to get Mashiach to come earlier. So that's why he didn't say it. And another pshat I saw, almost the same but a little different twist, is the avoid of a Jew is bechira. We have a choice. To do right or to do wrong. If Yaakov Avinu would have said when Mashiach was coming, titein emes l'Yaakov. Whatever Yaakov said is emes. So Mashiach has to come by that day. So there'll no longer be a Bechira. But the basis of our avodas Hashem is Bechira. So that's why, according to the Kli Yaakov, he did say it, but he didn't publicize it, so people should still have the Bechira. Maybe I have between my children somebody who's not the way it's supposed to be. That's why the Shekhinah went away. Kavram Shiyotzman Yishmol, like Kavram who had a Yishmol. Vavi Yitzchak, like my father Yitzchak, Shiyotzman Esav. Amru Lebon Shema Yisrael Hashem al Ken Hashem Echad. Amru, Kshem Shereim V'Lipcha El Echad. Just like you only trust in one God, Kach Ein V'Libeidu El Echad, we have Hashem. Bavi Rebbe says that not only did he speak about Achdus Hashem, they also spoke about Achdus between themselves. Shein shein v'lipcha alechad. You're one person. Kach ein b'libeinu alechad. We're ba'achdus. Boyz Hashem pasu Yaakov vino v'omar. Baruch Shem kvar nachus lo'olam v'od. Am Rabbanu heichi navid. Exactly what should we do? Nemrenu, should we say it? Should we make it part of Krishma? Lo'olam Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo'i nemrenu. Amar Yaakov. Yaakov vino did it. And we have to do whatever we see minig by our fathers. Eskini she'om Moshe b'chashoy, we say it quietly. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Amr Debei Ravami. Mashal Bas Melech Shericha Tziki Kedera. She smelled something delicious cooking in the kitchen. But she's the king's daughter, so she has to act with a certain amount of prestige. In Taima, if she said that she wanted Yesh L'Ganai, it's very embarrassing. Loi Taima, shouldn't she say it? Yesh L'Tzar, it would be very hurtful. She wants to eat. Eschil Avedel L'Vei B'Chesh, they brought her quietly. For now the Shaila the Paiskim ask is, so this is our minik. They would say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyal Avod quietly. But what about in other times? In the Ona B'Koyach, the last words are Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyal Avod. Or in Yom Kippur Katan, part of the tefillah is to say Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Loyal Avod. Can you say it loud or not? So the Tzlach says you could say it loud. And I saw a tshuv in the Mishnah Halachas, he quotes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says that the entire issue of the Gemara is strictly by Krishma. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the way to say Krishma, and we're not supposed to deviate. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach us how to say Ona B'Koyach. He didn't teach us how to say Yom Kippur Katan, so there we could say Baruch Shem out loud. Amar Avu, Hiskinu She'omer Sebekarom, they started saying it out loud, and they trimmed some minim. That the minim, the Apokarsim shouldn't say, that we say Shema, and then we say something to a different God. The Dor, the Lekam Minim, and Hashtar, the Madar, that there are no minim, so we're not worried that what they're going to say, Amalei B'Chashoy, we say it quietly, which is our minig. There's a very interesting shaila. The minig is, by many places, that they don't say, that there was a minig to say Aseres HaDibris every day, They stop saying it, because they're going to say that that's the only thing that Hashem gave us. That's the only part of the Torah. So the question is, based on this Gemara that says the lekaminim, that you live in a place with a noah karsin, you could say it lo baruch shem. So maybe you should be able to say a seres adibris every day. So the arm and hugging that to say a seres adibris, the Shara Fraim brings down and hugging that say nowadays, since there are no minim, you're allowed to say a seres adibris every day. But the Malbim says, very interesting pshat. He says, what's the concern by baruch shem? Somebody sees you saying shema, then he hears you saying baruch shem, he thinks that you're serving two gods. That there isn't a concern nowadays. Everybody realizes that there are no two gods, there's only one God. What's the concern by Aseres HaDibros? That people will say that this is the only thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave, that this is the only real Torah. That is a concern that people are going to say, you only have to do the Aseres HaDibros, the rest of the Torah you don't have to do. That's why the minig of not saying Aseres HaDibros, says the Malbim, remains. Tan Rabban, Shishit Barim also An Shirichan. The An Shirichan did six things. Shlosh B'tzoy Chachamim, Shlosh Lo'er B'tzoy Chachamim. Three were the Chachamim agreed to, three not. Ve'el B'tzoy Chachamim. Ve'kivim Dal Kolam Kol Ayoy. They would graft the trees that we spoke about. Ve'karchan Hashma. They would wrap the Shema as we spoke about. Ve'kaitzim L'fnei Oymer. And they would cut the new wheat before the Oymer. Ve'el Shlo'er B'tzoy Chachamim. Again, we will not explain them because we're going to explain each thing individually in the Gemara Mitzvah. Goichim of Neimer, they used to pile up for the Eimer. Or parts and prisoners to the Seim or part of the Seim. They used to make openings in their fences. Lahachel Neshel Anim, to give poor people to eat. Vishnei Bitzuras, in the hunger years. Vishabsos Biyam Tomim and Shabbos and Yontif. Matirim Gamzi Shal Hegdish, they used to use the wood of Hegdish, Shalchor v'shal Shikma, of the sycamore tree, of the carob tree. Divrei Meir. Om la Rehuda. If what you're saying they did the first three things with the consent of the Chachamim, Yekal Adam Yisrael Kinsh, everybody should be allowed to do it. El Eilu v'Eilu Shloi v'Tzoy Chacham HaYoysim. Everything they did, the Chachamim did not accept. Just al Shloi Shal Mich V'Yodam. On three of the things they protested. On three of the things they didn't protest. What is the list of the things that they did not protest? They grafted all day. They wrapped the Shema that we just discussed. They did this tzira, we're going to speak about it in a moment. These are the things that did protest. Matirim gamzi shal hegdish, shal charav shal shikma, or parts and parts of the same, but the same lahechal neshal aniim v'shapsus v'yom tovim v'shnei betzuris and nice and pay liyarek, and these things mich v'yodim chacham dechacham protest. Says the Gemara, sover b'yudik tzirish shloim b'tzayin chacham. He is it true that the chacham were upset about them cutting the new tvua, the new produce before tezayin nisin, but tnan. Anshi Yirichoi Koitzer of Nei Oimer, the Anshi Yirichoi would cut the new tefuah before the Oimer, but Tzoy Chachamim. Why? Because like we explained, Tez Zayin is the time when the Karban Oimer was brought. Until the Karban Oimer is brought, Chadash, all new tefuah may not be eaten. But the halach is as follows. Any tefuah that's usable for the Karban Oimer may not be cut before. But a tefuah that's not usable for the Oimer may be cut before. What makes something usable and not usable? If it's quality. If something's not a quality produce, it can't be used for the carbon. What is the definition of quality? If it grows in a base of shalchan, in a valley, it's not quality. Yerichai was a base of shalchan. So since Yerichai was a base of shalchan, they were allowed to cut. And like the Rishayim explained, why didn't Chazal make a gzeira that even though midaraisa you're allowed to cut, You shouldn't cut? So the Rishonim explain, because tefuah that has to be cut, if it stays on the ground extra, can get ruined. So if the Torah says you're not allowed to cut it, you're not allowed to cut it. There's nothing to talk about. But if midaraisa you're allowed to cut it, Chazal is not going to tell you not to cut it and let it get ruined. So, has the Gemara, how could you say that Chazal were not happy with the fact that the Anshi Yerichai cut the Omer? You're allowed to. But now Anshi Yerichai cuts on Fnei Omer with Tzoy Chachamim. The Goychim of Fnei Omer, what they did was that the piling was also done with Aimer, that was Shalai B'Tzai Chachamim. The Lai B'Yich B'Yadim Chachamim. That the Chachamim, even though we're not happy, did not protest. Why are they not happy? Because what we just explained is perfect. Cutting the Tfuah, so we said if it remains, he get ruined. So Chazal say, don't cut. Piling it, you already cut it. So now all you need to do is just make a pile. Making a pile is not, Chazal say, don't make a pile, because you're afraid if you're going to make a pile, you may come to eat it, and you're not allowed to eat it before Tazayin. Now says the Gemara, man shamedlei, the Amma Michu v'lo Michu. Who's the man the Amma that says, some things Chazal, then all the things Chazal were not happy, just some things they chose to protest, and some things they chose not to protest. Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And yet, Ktani, Kaitzim Ritzai Chachamim, we see that the Chachamim agreed that they're cutting. So why are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa says that he was not satisfied, the Chazal were not satisfied with the cutting? And so the Gemara, Tameich, if you're going to tell me Chazal were unhappy with the cutting, so why are you saying there were three things they were unhappy with? There are four things. Well, Tameich, Hani, Arba, Hava, there are four things. Ela Samikan Katsir. Katsir should be removed. They cut, but nobody had any problem with the cutting, even according to Yehuda, for as we explained, cutting is mutum b'daraisa, and the Chacham never made a gzeira against cutting. The next thing we said they did was, matirin gamzi shel hekdesh, they allowed themselves to use the wood of hekdesh, shel chorav v'shel shikma, of the carob and sycamore tree. Amma avasenu laikdishu el kairis, that our forefathers were only magdish the trunk of the tree. V'anu not the gamzi shel hekdesh, shel chorav v'shel shikma. And therefore, the branches that grow from those trunks that were sanctified were allowed to use. What was the machlokes? The machlokes was if something grows from a branch that's hegdish. The Savile, they held, Eim Ila Begdulim, that something that is an outgrowth of something that's hegdish is not, there's no Issa Me'ila. Rabbanan Savri, and Rabbanan said, you're right. Mila, the special concept of Mila b'Hegdish Shleka, does not apply by something that grows out of Hegdish. The Sur Mi'ika, it's still Asur, and how are you using it for your own personal use? So the Rishonim explain, why is there no Mi'ila on something that grows out of a trunk that's Hegdish? So there are two reasons I saw. The Ramban explains that for something to have a Din Mi'ila, it's something that you said it's hegdish. That means if you go and you take an item and you're magdish it, then if you use it for your own personal use, there's mila behegdish. But if you didn't sanctify it yourself, it just happened automatically, there is no mila behegdish. The other Rishonim, very similar line, saying that this item was hegdish, these branches were hegdish from inception. From when they grew, they were hegdish. Mila is not relevant to something that's hegdish from its inception. It's only shaykh to something that was originally chulin and then becomes hegdish.